Welcome to episodes 26, 27, and 28 of Good Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones Podcast. And now, here's your host, Nathaniel Jones!
Thank you, thank you. Welcome to this special triple episode of the podcast. This is Nathaniel Jones talking. Now, you may have noticed that the past couple weeks, there have not been any episodes, just because I have had not a lot of time and have been also lazy. So this week, we have a special thripple episode.
Thripple is not a word.
Shush, it's a word. A thripple episode combining 3 weeks into one. So instead of 10 minutes, we have a full half hour of podcast.
Nathaniel?
Yeah?
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Well, yeah, I think so. It'll combine some excellent features together, make it really...
The thing is, I have a hard time sitting through 10 minutes of a podcast. I don't think I can make it to 30.
Well, no, I think that other people, though, they enjoy the things.
Have you heard the things? Not too enjoyable, actually. No, too long. Too long of a show.
Well, I politely disagree.
Yes, well...
So now, without further ado, here we go.
And now, stories by kids.
My favorite snack by Kyle. My most favorite snack is cookies. I love chocolate chip chunk and Oreos. When I look at cookies, they make me daydream of which one to eat first. My second favorite snack is Fruit Loops. I really love the fruity flavors. My least favorite snack is granola bars. Special K's strawberry are my most favorite granola bar. Turnips are not my favorite snack at school. I would be mad if my teacher gave me turnips. How Sad and Happy Became Friends by Brian. One day I was walking along and I bumped into Happy. Sad started to cry and Happy said, "Oh, I'm sorry, please don't cry." Then Sad and Happy became best friends. The end.
Have you ever seen a dolphin with fur? By Megan. Once there was a trained dolphin named Regina, and she had no home, but her fur kept her warm. Then one day a mother dolphin went up to Regina and said, "I am your mother. I found a home for you, sweetheart." Regina said, "Let's go. I will be happy to get out of this nasty water." But it took forever to get to her new home. But finally they got there. Regina was happy to be with all her brothers and sisters. The first day she was there, she got into mischief and got punished and for getting into stuff when she was told not to. Also, her brothers got into trouble, too, for being mean to Regina and hurt her feelings by calling her names like fat. But they made up by kissing, and they lived happily ever after. The end. The Cat Hairdresser by Sophia. Once upon a time, there was a princess who had good hair. Her evil brothers messed up her hair. They messed it up so bad that no one could undo the mess. It was so messy, it was like a blender mixing her hair. Then the doorbell rang. It was the professional hair undoers. They had a call, and the people who adore her answered the doorbell. They went into the huge living room. It was so big that it would take over about 99 houses. There were lots of chairs. Princess Sophia was sitting in the big chair. The professional hair undoers had all their stuff, and they bowed down to Princess Sophia. The professional hair undoers tried to undo her hair, but they could not do it because it was way too messy. The famous cat, Mr. Rocco, showed up. He said, "I can do this because I have sharp claws, and I can fix up this mess." Princess Sophia said, "I would love for you to fix up my hair." Mr. Rocco did it in 1 minute. Her hair was as straight as water falling from a water fountain. Sophia said, "Oh my, it's wonderful." She fed 3 treats to Rocco: the mushy ones, salmon, and the crunchy fishy ones. Mr. Rocco said, "Oh, gosh, I don't need all that. But if you really want me to have it, I will accept it." Mr. Rocco chewed and chewed. Soon he only had one treat left. It was the mushy one. He said, "I don't have any more treats." Princess Sophia pointed out the mushy one. Mr. Rocco said, Oh, those are my favorite ones." Princess Sophia went to her room, and the evil brothers messed her hair up again. The end.
Not So Clever Dog by Sinuro. One day, a dog brought a bone. Yes, he did it all alone. He ran past Cat, that was very fat. He ran past Bat, with a hat. He ran past Matt, that was flat. He stopped at the river, but what was this? It had ears, nose, and a bone like his. Dog's idea was so bright, he decided to have a fight. Oops. Help! Spying on My Brothers by Sophia G. Once upon a time, there was a sweet little girl named Princess Sophia. She had two evil brothers who were much older and smellier. One day, while Princess Sophia was feeding her cat, Mr. Rocco, she decided that she was far too bored for her liking. She decided she would spend the rest of her day spying on her two evil brothers. The brothers were making a plan to make Sophia look bad at her birthday party this week. They were laughing and laughing. Sophia was not. She overheard their evil plan to embarrass her. She listened carefully to their exact plan. Now Princess Sophia decided to make her own plan to rid the kingdom of their horrible presence. She decided to make cupcakes with icing on them. She made lemon cupcakes with pretty pink and white icing on top. When the boys were really, really hungry, they went into the kitchen. They were happy to eat their cupcakes. They had one, and then another, and another. Before she knew it, they ate them all and were begging for more. So she quickly made another batch of cupcakes. It only takes 20 minutes to make a batch. Once they were ready, the boys ate the whole batch of cupcakes. They begged for more. Princess Sophia was not happy, but she decided to make more cupcakes for the boys. They ate 3 more batches of cupcakes before they blew up. Then Mr. Rocco, the cat, said, "What's for dinner, Princess Sophia?" The princess and Mr. Rocco, the cat, ate tuna for dinner and planned a quiet girl-only birthday party for Sophia. Mr. Rocco would not be allowed to attend the party, as some girls are allergic to him. The end. Silver Dog by Haley. Once upon a time, there was a girl, her name was Kayla. One day, when she was walking, she found a dog. It was Silver. She took it home with her. When her mom saw it, she said, "Kayla, where did you get that dog?" "I got it at the pet shop," she fibbed. "Can we please keep her, please?" "Fine," said Kayla's mom. "What's her name?" "Silver," Kayla said. One day, when Kayla went outside with Silver, Silver all of a sudden did a backflip! "Wow!" said Kayla. Then a man who was walking by paused and said, "Oh, dear lady, may you lend me the dog for a minute?" "No," said Kayla. Then the next day, when Kayla woke up, instead of hearing Silver bark when she woke up, she heard silence. When it was lunchtime, still no Silver. She just remembered the man who asked for Silver. Then she called the police and figured he was FBI's most wanted. Then, in an hour, the police were there. They brought Silver back. The end.
The Princess Story by Emma. There once was a princess and a prince. She wanted the prince to marry her. The prince liked the boy because he was wonderful. Her name was Billy, and his name was Sean. The princess liked him a lot. A lot. A lot. And a lot. The prince liked her a lot. A lot. And a very lot. Just like the princess. So she got her dress on, and her crown on. He got his pants on, and everything on. And they kissed, and spinned around, and got married. Then they go to eat, and go home, and sleep. The end.
Well, the Dolphin Got It Squeak by Kaylee. Once upon a time, there was a dolphin named Chloe. Chloe is beige and black and white. Chloe had a sister named Maddie and another sister named Victoria and, of course, a mom and dad. One day, I think it was a Saturday, Chloe was watching Water Wars and eating beige chips, and when she talked, well, she didn't talk. She meowed. That is, in these times, dolphins squeak and cats had meow. Anyway, one day, Chloe went to the bakery to get a loaf of seaweed bread. On her way back, she stopped off at the bay to look for her friend the cat. This cat's name is Katie. Katie is gray with a peach belly and she's sweet. Chloe couldn't find Katie. Dolphins have very good hearing, so Chloe heard a faint yell. The yell sounded like Katie's voice. "Help!" screamed Katie. Chloe put Katie on the deck. Katie was alive. "Thank goodness!" shrieked Chloe in relief. When Chloe went to hug Katie, because Chloe was so happy that Katie was alive, that's when she hugged Katie's. There was stars that appeared, and they shined so bright that Katie jumped out of her fur and Chloe jumped into space. When Chloe tried to meow, she squeaked. And when Katie tried to squeak, she meowed. And to this day, Katie and Chloe never did find out what happened. But if you go to the ocean, you can probably still hear the voice of Chloe and Katie.
Those were stories by kids. And now, ask Nathaniel Jones.
Now, a lot of people out there have questions about relationships. And I think it is my duty as a person to help out with those problems. So what I'll do for this new segment is I'll go to Yahoo Answers and I'll look at some of the unanswered questions. I'll read them and then I'll give you the answers so that you folks out there have all what you need to know to have happiness in your lives. Now, okay, so this first question is anonymous.
Made out with the ugliest person alive, and now regret it very much for these reasons. Help! I have French kissed somebody terrible. I mean terrible. I know this comes across as vain, but seriously, it's got around the whole school, and I'm getting a bad name and literally abused. This guy is very, 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 very ugly. Possibly the most ugliest person I've seen in my whole life. I don't know what to do because it's getting me annoyed and down. We all have regrets, but this one is haunting me. Quite a lot. Sorry if I sound so vain, but to be honest, you'd understand better if you knew exactly who the person was and what people say now. Should I ignore all the silly remarks and comments, or should I make a joke out of it?
What?
Well, clearly you have some strong feelings for this man, and I think that you should just go ahead and get married right now. I think that's the best thing to do. All right? Next question comes from Summit Paswan.
I am in class 11, but I love a girl in my tuition. She always look me, and also I look at her at tuition time. One Tim, love and friendship.
I think the answer that you need are three. Yes, the answer to that question is three. Next question comes from Anthony.
Please help. Relationships?
Well, I will cut it short because it is a very long story. I am 15, and there is this group I go to every week. It is like a program thing where you learn to do a lot of stuff like wall climbing, caving, etc. But there is this girl that goes, and I really fancy her, but I can't talk to her because I don't know how to start a conversation with her. So that's my problem. Can someone please help me? I need some tips, like how do I start a conversation with her, and what could we talk about, and things I should not do or say that will ruin everything, because I really like her and I want to go out with her, so please help. I would appreciate it.
Okay, so here's what you do. You go up to her one day after class and you say, "So, you're into rock climbing? Well, I've got something big and hard you can climb on." And that will make her fall madly in love with you, and then you will live happily ever after. Next question comes from Victoria.
What's wrong? Am I not pretty enough? I just don't get it. There's this one girl, kind of popular. She's really pretty, brown, medium, straight hair, almost never wears makeup. She's flawless and seems to get everything the hard way. Not to mention her friends. If she doesn't like someone, neither do her friends. Now, she is my best friend, and the past 6 years that I've known her, she's gotten every guy she's wanted. Like, no joke! I'm short for my age, just a little. I have blonde, medium hair, blue eyes. I don't break out too often. I'm skinny. I have nice straight teeth, a little freckles, and I don't wear much makeup. And I don't wear much eyeliner, only on my upper lash line. I don't think I'm that ugly. But I've never really gotten a guy that I really wanted today to like me. I only get the ugly ones to like me. Is there... there's no pick, but what's wrong? Is it my personality?
Well, see, the things are, you got two problems. The first is that you have a really terrible personality, and you are also really ugly. So, fix those two. All the guys you want. Perfect. The next question comes from a poop in the pants.
Why do people like me? I feel like a hippo drifting in the sea. I mean, gosh, I'm a 71-year-old man. Sometimes my stomach begins quake, and extreme gas and diarrhea comes pouring out. You may have heard of my butt pimple problem, and when my stomach quakes, some of the butt pimples pop. You might consider this a joke, but honestly, it really isn't funny. I need to know a good medicine for my butt pimples. I need meds for my stomach quakes. But most importantly, I need people to like me, please! Any doctors or people in the medical field of hobos, please help me!
Well, sir, I'd like to assure you that everyone here at Good Enough for the Internet is a friend of yours, and we will be doing all we can to solve your problems with your butt pimples and diarrhea. And I will be sure to keep in touch with you as this problem progresses, so we can be sure we find a solution for you. The next question comes from Alan. Is Alan a match with Stephanie? No.
That was Ask Nathaniel Jones! And now, Nathaniel Jones reads fan fiction.
Glee by Hans von Hosel. One day, Glee Club were danced the stage. It's good to make a dancing, say Glee Club as a sing. But the sing was badly. Of the badly singing, screamed the crowd as they threw rotten bananas at Glee Club. Stop, throw your bananas, shout Glee Club. But no one had listened, and soon there were enough bananas to grow a whole banana forest. Suddenly, the seeds from the bananas fell to the floor, and trees sprung up from the ground. A huge banana forest grew up from the ground, and the whole city was turned to a forest of banana trees. Oh no, say Glee Club, as they were trapped inside Banana Forest until the end of time. Screech, Death Proof, a Saved by the Bell fanfiction by Shakespeare Hemingway. Screech was sitting in his house, preparing for his Lisa to come. It was a long, hard days of school, and he was getting ready to unwind with his favorite lady. Screech got out the wine glasses and wine when the bell rang on his door.
Hello, Screech. I have been looking forward to our romancing,
said Lisa with love-dove eyes.
Yes, I've been waiting so long for this love-makings. I will pleasure you like a hyena on zebra carcass,
said Screech with romance. Screech and Lisa headed to the bedroom as Lisa laid on the bed waiting for Screech's pleasuring. Screech put on Night Ranger for mood.
Let us take a shower, said Lisa with seduction.
Yes, I'm a dirty boy, said Screech in a sassy agreement.
Screech and Lisa head to the shower. When they turned on the water and stripped their clothes, as they showered, they grasped each other's bodies. Lisa grabbed Screech's manly body as he pleasured her with great velocity like a runaway train.
Screech, you make me lose control, said Lisa with a womanly voice.
Woo, all aboard the love train, said Screech with sexy tone.
Screech grabbed Lisa's wet, naked body and brought her to his bed, where he continued to love her inside and out.
Screech, you are my lover beast. Together we will make love like never made before,
screamed Lisa in joy.
Time to go on the love safari where I am the lion,
shouted Screech in lusty joy.
I don't know.
After much love-making, Screech and Lisa lay exhausted on the bed.
I hope there's nothing to end this loving moment,
said Lisa with dreamily.
We will be together forever,
said Screech with love. While Screech and Lisa cuddled, they heard noise from inside.
What is that?
Yelled Lisa, pointing at the doorway. It was Zack Morris with axe crazy eyes, leering at them with crazed evil grin.
Zack, what are you doing here? You do not knock,
said Screech with surprise. Zack Morris said nothing but took out an auto-revolver pistol and began shooting with crazy fury.
No!
Said Screech, as he dived in front of Lisa, getting shot many times with one shot going right through his heart. After shooting down Screech, Zack Morris stood over Lisa with a machete and evil grin.
No, Zack!
Screamed Lisa in agonizing agony as Zack sliced and diced Lisa with his machete with evil intent. Screech looked on with horror in his eyes and face reached out helplessly.
Hee-hee-hee!
Laughed Zack Morris with evil delights as he chopped Lisa's head off and took it with him. He then left Screech to die slow and painful and alone. Screech lay there for what seemed like eternities, dreaming nightmares of blood and horror, seeing Lisa's face screaming for help. Screech kneeled down and looked to the sky and screamed to the heavens,
I am death proof!
Yelled Screech to the heavens, arms raised into fists of fury. Screech then went to Lisa's body and kisses her head stump where her head once was.
Good night, sweet princess, you are now with the stars!
Said Screech with teary eyes, sadness, as he picked her up and preserved her remains special containers so he can always remember her. Screech then headed to his closet, where he took a shotgun out with vengeance on his mind.
I will find you, Zack Morris, and make you pay like banker on payday,
said Screech with silent rage. Screech cut the shotgun down, making a sawed-off shotgun.
Now I am vengeance,
said Screech as he walked out of his house and headed to Bayside High. When Screech arrived at Bayside, he saw A.C. Slater chilling in the hallway.
Screech, what's the concern? You look worried,
asked A.C. Slater of Screech.
Shut up, you fool! Tell me where Zack Morris is or I will bust your balls open,
threatened Screech as he shoved A.C. Slater up into the lockers.
I am not knowing this, but Principal Belding will, he knows all,
cried A.C. Slater in tears as Screech watched on with no mercy.
I will go with rampaging justice,
said Screech with seething watery rage as he stomped off.
There goes no man but a demon of vengeance,
said A.C. Slater, looking at Screech.
Screech arrived at Principal Belding's office and busted down the door like raging bull on the hunt.
I am here for you,
yelled Screech, finger pointing at Principal Belding with finger pointing fury. Screen went to Belding and tied him to his chair with his own telephone and beginning to interrogate him with angry questioning.
Where is Zach Morris?
Asked Screech with angry voice.
I cannot give you that knowledge, said Belding with sad worriedness.
You will tell me or I will make pudding of your face,
said Screech with vocalized anger.
I will tell you a horrible secret. Zach Morris is my son. I must help him, said Principal Belding.
Zach Morris is mad with wicked evil. I must put an end to him,
said Screech with determination.
Very well, Zach Morris went north. If you go, you may find him,
said Principal Belding with sorrow.
Will you let me go now?
Asked Principal Belding with question.
No, I'm afraid. Mr. Belding, you have been expelled,
said Screech with dry wit as he pushed Principal Belding out of the window of his office.
School is out for life,
said Screech as he walked off in search of Zach Morris. To be continued.
That was Nathaniel Jones Reads Fanfiction. And now, Nathaniel Jones salutes Nathaniel Jones.
Now, this week's Nathaniel Jones salutes Nathaniel Jones is a little bit different than usual. Usually, I read a news story, and then I make a little skit about how it might have happened. But this week, I actually have a sound clip from this week's American Idol, in which was featured a singer named Nathaniel Jones.
My name is Nathaniel Jones. I'm from Mount Zion, Wisconsin. I'm 22 years old, and I'm a Civil War reenactor. So basically, Civil War reenacting is you dress up, go out onto a field somewhere, and you just recreate a battle that actually took place.
Put the gun down.
People would come up to me and ask me, is your dad a hippie? Your dad looks like a hippie. He looks like a hippie. Does he smoke pot? Does your dad smoke pot? No, he's not a hippie. Hippies believe in sex. He's not a hippie. He hasn't gone anywhere with anybody since my mom left. So, good afternoon, sir.
What is your name?
My name is Nathaniel Jones.
What is with the outfit, the Civil War outfit? I mean,
I do Civil War reenacting as a hobby, and I got the I got the uniform at various reenactments piece by piece until I had it all put together.
Awesome.
What song are you going to sing now?
The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Okay. Now, tragically, Nathaniel Jones did not make it on to the next round, but I think I figured out why. But the thing that his song was missing was more Nathaniel Jones's. So, but what you're going to hear now is The Lion Sleeps Tonight, as performed on American Idol by Nathaniel Jones, with newly recorded backup vocals by Nathaniel Jones. This is perhaps the first time that two Nathaniel Joneses have sung together on a recording, on a podcast. So, make it history and enjoy the song.
You said outstanding.
Now that was Nathaniel Jones and Nathaniel Jones singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Now, I think the American Idol people, they're going to have to listen to that. They're going to know. They made a huge mistake. And I'm pretty sure they're going to call both of us back, give us a big record deal. So tune in next week for that.
That was Nathaniel Jones Salutes Nathaniel Jones.
All right, and that is it for our special Thripple episode, and I will see you next week.
This has been episodes 26, 27, and 28 of Good Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones Podcast. Tune in for more at goodenoughfortheinternet.com.